Welcome to day 3 of the Releasing and Letting Go Mind Camp. 7 days of releasing and letting go. How profound at the end of these 7 days will it be to have deliberately spent 5 or 10 minutes consciously letting go and then relaxing into the hypnotic power nap, making change effortlessly. The cumulative effect over 7 days and the exponential results and change in just a short time each day. Because when you do anything for 7 days in a row, you're going to make a big difference and a change. Now, what we're going to do today is bring to mind another limiting belief and change it a different way. Because today, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, again, take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and allow for the last time a thing to come to mind. The kind of thing that is that nagging, whining thought that comes to mind that tells you you're not good enough to do that. Who do you think you are? Maybe it's somebody you know. Maybe it sounds like you, but in a really critical and harsh tone. And that internal dialogue that is your internal dialogue. And with your eyes closed, thinking about a time where somebody said something terrible to you and that's had an effect on you, can still imagine hearing them say it. Or if it's something that you routinely say to yourself. Instead, hold your thumb out at arm's length and you can open your eyes and look at your thumb held out at arm's length, and imagine the voice coming from your thumb, saying all the same things. You're not worth it. How do you think you can? Why? Who do you think you are? Those negative, critical thoughts, imagine them coming from the end of your thumb. And how different does that feel? And now, imagine them as a really high-pitched, squeaky voice. You'll never amount to anything. Who do you think you are? Squeaky voice off into the distance. And how different does that feel? Imagine it squeaky and high-pitched now. And how different does that feel? Simply changing the way that you heard that internal dialogue that doesn't support you. Changes the way you feel about it. One more time, on the end of your thumb. Squeaky and high-pitched. Hear that internal dialogue criticizing you no more. Does it have the power? Squeaky and high-pitched. How different does that feel? A friend of mine told me how she was struggling to get to sleep. She would go to sleep and say to herself, well, there's only 7 hours before I need to get up. I've left it too late. I've gone to bed too late again. I haven't got enough time. What am I going to do? I've got this important thing tomorrow. And then it was, well, there's only 6.5 hours now. Oh, my goodness, there's only 6 hours. I've got to go to sleep. I really must go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. And I pointed out that that's not the internal dialogue that really is the sleepy internal dialogue that's going to send you to sleep. That fast-paced, motivated internal dialogue is the one you need in your head when you're thinking about going to the gym. Come on, it'll be great. Let's go to the gym. Yeah, I can't wait. Wow, another yoga session. Come on, let's go for it. Is the internal dialogue you need to use instead of the, oh, but it's warm and comfortable in bed. I don't want to get up and go for a run. Because that's not the internal dialogue that's going to motivate you to go for a run. And so I said, well, you can say all the same things. There's only 7 hours left before I need to get up. With a big sleepy voice and a yawn thrown in. And then if you just start slowing down the internal dialogue quieter. But there's only a few hours. And then when another internal dialogue pops in and says, well, this is silly. What's this going to do? How can you just quiet and turn sleepy and slow and low with that internal dialogue and do it again with any other one? And she told me she'd had the best night's sleep she'd had for years. Changing the tonality, changing the sound, like yesterday, when we deliberately changed the feeling by changing the feeling to the opposite feeling. Today, we change to the opposite sound. Squeaky high-pitched no longer has any power over you. Sleepy and quiet helps you relax into sleep. Up fast tempo when you want the motivation. Now, we always want to have the excitement with regard to the things we're looking forward to doing in the future. And the more that you release and let go, the clearer the visions of the future come to mind. The things that you do want are something you spend more of your time focusing on instead of focusing on what you didn't want. Because you let go and release it, spin the feeling away. Make the internal dialogue quiet, off in the distance, sleepy, high-pitched. Change the way you think, and it changes the feelings. Change the way you talk to yourself. If somebody came up to you on the street and spoke to you in the way that you speak to yourself, you wouldn't stand for it. Stand for it no more from yourself. Let go of the internal critical dialogue now. As you prepare to relax deeply into the hypnotic power nap for releasing and letting go, tonight your unconscious can let go of the feelings and let go of the internal dialogues. As you go deeper into the power nap this time, maybe, and let go and release. Day 4 tomorrow, and we've got another really cool technique lined up for you. This is John Vincent. Enjoy the power nap.